Hello, everybody, and welcome to episode 314 of the Keep Moving Forward podcast. Coming to you, well, mostly every week. We were gone last week, but we're back this week. Podcast is available at anchor.fm/KMF podcast. As always, the podcast is available on iTunes, also Spotify, and both those places you can 5-star rate and review. It's actually available on every place you get podcasts, and I'm sure they have that function as well, so go ahead and take advantage of it. The past bonus episodes are available at Patreon, patreon.com/KMF podcast. Built Bars, the best tasting protein bar on the market. I say that with confidence because I've eaten a lot of protein bars in my life. And Built Bars are the only one that actually taste like a real treat and not some chalk that they mush together and maybe put some peanut butter or an M&M on it and said, here you go. So BuiltBar.com. Use code WWROPODCAST. Save 10% on your order. The best coffee out there, Sail Away Coffee, the Nitro Brew. My favorite Nitro Brew. Check them out, sailawaycoffee.com. Local Long Island company. Billy Joel will probably sing about them one day. Maybe not, but if he does, you'll say you heard it here first. SailAwayCoffee.com. Use code WWBRO10. Save 10% on your order. I actually talked about my buddy John Ziegler today to a customer at work, and I was telling them about the special. And I said, go to YouTube, John Ziegler, Getting My Affairs in Order, or you can just follow him on Instagram. His handle is at John Ziegler Comedy. The link is in the bio. John's also raising money for a pancreatic cancer event, and you can check it out. The link is in his bio as well. So go donate what you can, if you can, when you can. And if you like me, or if you like to hear me do some of the ha-ha on stage, the funny stuff. Saturday, March 23rd, I'll be at the Ocean View Restaurant in Seaside Heights, New Jersey, with my good friend Ryan Marr. Also, I'll be there with John Moses. DM me for ticket info. I'm excited to be back in Seaside Heights. Yes, that is where Jersey Shore was filmed. I don't think they went to the Ocean View. It's a classy joint. But I'm looking forward to doing the show next month. Always good to perform my good buddy Ryan Marr. And you can give him a follow at Ryan Marr Comedy. Excited to work with John Moses for the first time. And yeah, that's the announcements. I apologize last week for not being here. I took off Super Bowl. The day after Super Bowl, and I met my dad down at the cigar lounge in the afternoon, and I slept in, and I was there, and just, you know, I put a best of episode on. Also, we'll get into a little more of that in a little bit, but let's talk about the Super Bowl first. I love the Super Bowl. It's a holiday for me. You know, like I will take days like it's Christmas and New Year's and Thanksgiving and any other holiday you could think of. The Super Bowl is that for me. I love the Super Bowl. I love professional sports and championship events. And the Super Bowl it's that event. It's the major event. I love the halftime show that Usher this year, which it sounded like if you grew up on Long Island, the halftime show sounded like Saturday Night at Lily Flanagan's in Wantagh. It's not even there anymore. It's a smash burger. Oh, my friends used to drag me to Lily Flanagan's every Saturday night. And they had to stay to 3 a.m. They couldn't just leave like when like it's like we used to go to Lighthouse Down. Like, let's just leave at 2 o'clock. We'll go get like fucking cheese fries and gravy. Sorry for cursing. I'm just reliving the moment. I'm gonna get a waffle and ice cream. You know, and then they would stay to 3 o'clock in the morning. They didn't talk to any girls. Just dance, and you heard that, you know, that music. Like Usher. I'm not going to try to sing it because, one, my voice is horrible. and two, I can't sing. Excuse me. But, yeah, no, the game was enjoyable all around for me. I got to have a cigar outside with my dad. He put a fire in the solo stove. My brother's got a TV outside, so we watched that. That was amazing. My best friend Nick came over with his daughter, so she was playing with the kids. Me and Nick got to hang out and watch the game, and I'm happy the Chiefs won. I wanted the Chiefs to win, and multiple reasons. I'll go down the list. I don't hate Taylor Swift. I actually like the whole Taylor Swift, Travis Kelce romance. And it doesn't bother me that it's on television and that she's on television. I think they said she was on television for like 53 seconds. And if for 53 seconds, if you can't handle watching Taylor Swift root for her boyfriend, you have bigger problems. I think you got to go explore that. I don't think there's anything wrong with it. At NBA games, they flaunt the celebrities every game. If you watch a Knicks game, there's celebrities everywhere. Celebrity Row, they call it. They put them on the Jumbotron, and they put them on Instagram. Madonna was dating Mark Messier. She was at the Ranger games. Alexi Yashin was married to Carol Alt. She was at the Islander games. They showed her. It was okay. We accepted it. It's okay for Taylor Swift to support her boyfriend. Let's relax. Just shake it off as she sings. I also wanted the Chiefs to win because I do not like the 49ers. I despise the 49ers. I grew up in the 80s. The 49ers were like, if you're around football now, like the Patriots were almost. Every decade, there's a dynasty. And the 80s was the 49ers. I'm a Giants fan. Giants 49ers was a rivalry. To me, it still is. And also, an ex of mine is a 49ers fan. And for taking the low road reason of that, she was a little miserab, a little mushad with the outcome. And her new boyfriend is, not new, but they've been together a little while now, but like he's also a 49ers fan. The fact that those two are sitting there mushad watching the end of the game, I don't know, it brought a little smile to my face. Now call me petty. And listen, I don't think about her like that. I don't want her back or anything like that. I just, sometimes when somebody who causes you a lot of pain, when you could just know for a moment they're a little mushed, it brings a smile to your face. That's why I called it a low road reason. That's a low road reason and a low road victory. And sometimes we got to take those. But yeah, no, in general, I just don't like the 49ers. From when Montana and Rice were there and they played the Giants, and you know, I just don't like them. So congratulations to the Kansas City Chiefs. And I'm actually, you know, see if they can pull the three-peat out next year. No NFL team has done it. So it would be a first, it'd be history. And yeah. Football's over. We got hockey. And baseball's just coming into play here. We got a little pitches and catches. We got hockey and basketball in full swing. My Knicks are hurting. They need to get healthy again. And my Islanders just keep breaking my heart. Is this now a sports podcast? I don't know, but I'm just talking about what was going on these last few weeks. And yesterday, the Islanders lost a heartbreaker to the Rangers in the Stadium Series game. And I'm not going to talk about hockey for a while. I'm not over it. And yeah, they keep breaking my heart, and I keep coming back for more. Oh, those Islanders. But anyway, let's get back into the meat and potatoes of this podcast, so to speak. You know, last week I put up episode one as the best of, and it was for a reason. You know, I'm ashamed to say it, and I missed the anniversary of this podcast. January 28th was the sixth anniversary of this podcast. And I just kind of slipped my mind, to be honest. I knew it was coming up and I planned to do something and it just didn't. I just forgot to do it. And I'm like, I'll do it the next week. But then I something else happened. And then I was going to do it last week. But then I was like, it's Super Bowl and, you know, I was off and I enjoyed the day and I put up episode one. I felt that was the best tribute to see why I started this podcast and to see, like, you know, where I've come from there. And if you listen to last week's episode or the best of episode, see, it's two different people, two different mindsets, two different everything. I was right in the thick of it then with, you know, my weight loss journey. I was into it. I was doing well. And this podcast was made for accountability. Over the last month or so, I have given a lot of thought and consideration to ending this podcast. And it makes me sad to say that, because I don't want to end it, but I feel like the podcast is not really serving its purpose anymore. You know, it was a wellness podcast. I am just not doing anything along those means. And I feel like a big fraud coming on here and like giving advice and like, you know, positivity talks about like, you know, staying on track or just like, you know, what you got to do, because I'm not doing it. And like they say, like, those who can't do teach, I get it. But nobody wants to take advice from me when, you know, I don't have it together. I get it. You know, this podcast for me has always been an open forum for me to come out here and just like, you know, spew what's ever on my mind and get it off my chest. Because I know people are in the struggle. I know we're all in the same boat. But I do. I feel like a fraud doing this podcast. I don't feel like maybe I'm helping people. I don't know. I'm torn, to be honest. I've been wanting to start another podcast anyway. Not that I'm replacing this one, because I don't think I would ever. It can't replace this podcast. Podcast is just, it means too much to me. I mean, this has been 6 years of my life, and you guys have heard it all. The last 6 years of my life have been recorded. The ups, you know, the first few very successful, and then just everything that's happened since then. I come on here and I talk about it, and it's six years of my life. That's a long time. I was in my 30s when this podcast started. You know, so you think about it that way. I was 38. You know, it's crazy. And now, you know, I feel like I'm spinning my wheels. You know, I get excited, like, oh, look at me. I ate clean for a week. And then it's like, you know, 4 weeks of me being a miserab. And, you know, look at me. I went food shopping and now I'm miserab again. That kind of thing. And it bothers me. I assume, you know, some people shake their heads and, you know, say the same thing. If they don't, thank you. You know, I appreciate it. But you know, it doesn't take away from what these 6 years have meant and what your support has meant, because it does. It means everything to me, and I've said it on here before. I mean, I can get through it this time without breaking down, but you know, you guys have believed in me when I haven't believed in myself. That's a lot. I get messages from people saying how much they like the podcast and what it means, and that I'm, even though I'm not doing great, I'm still you know, inspiring. And one of those people is my friend Jess. And you could follow her on Instagram, www.jessielynn. That's www.jessielynn. And she's amazing. She's awesome. She is doing the whole damn thing. Meal prepping. Awesome mindset. Just living life. And you know, whenever she tells me that I inspire her, I'm like, no, you inspire me. You're doing the whole damn thing. So I just wanted to give Jesse a shout out, because each week I get a message after the podcast. That keeps me going, to be honest. There's plenty of times I wanted to call it quits, but, you know, just one person is getting that from it. I'm going to keep doing this, I guess, until that stops. But these thoughts do creep in my head. Like I said, I want to start another podcast, and I would do that with this podcast going or not. More of a comedy talking heads kind of thing, where I can, you know, talk about current events, movies, and stuff like that. Not that I don't do that here, but without any restrictions, you know, more explicit, you know, that kind of thing. Not as, you know, and maybe I should do that here, you know. Maybe I should shake things up here a little bit. Who knows, you know, but anyway, I'm mad at myself for letting the 6 years go by without acknowledging it. And, I celebrated my own way to myself. And I guess that's why subconsciously I didn't make it public, because I'm not proud of a lot of things that are going on right now. And, you know, I realize the accomplishment it is to do 6 years, 300 plus episodes. You know, my last podcast was, we were 5 years. We didn't hit, well, over 5 years. We didn't hit 300 episodes. So I that accomplishment is not lost on me. And, yeah, I wish I had an answer, and I'm sorry that I'm coming on here all, like, you know, mushed about it, but it's like your child. You want to abandon your child? I don't want to abandon the podcast, but, you know, I also don't want to, I think about the listener, and I think about if I was in the other shoes and I'm coming on here for something that was once something that's not advertised anymore. You know, am I disappointed? Yeah. So we'll see what happens. I'm going to think, it's not something I'll do. I'm going to be hasty about it. I'm going to think on it. I'm going to, you know, definitely spend some time thinking about it, but just let you know where my head's at. That's why some days there's best of episodes, because either I'm just literally not around, or mentally I'm not in the space to come on here and talk about what's going on, and talking about being a failure, and talking about, you know, not doing the things I want to do, and feel like I'm repeating myself, and feel like this goes in circles. But yeah, we just got I got a lot of thinking I want to do, and plus I am excited to start a new podcast. Like I said, even if I keep this going, the other podcast will start. So it's just like I feel like this a lot in me I want to get out, but I just don't know the way to do it yet. If that makes any sense. And you would think, well, just say it. Well, it's not that easy. I have, like, it's in my head, it's there, but I don't know the avenue to go yet. But, you know, we're still here. I'm still here, and I guess that's a good thing or a bad thing. But I just, you know, and seriously, I'm going to take this time to thank you all for tuning in each week. Good or bad, up and down, you have shown me so much love and support. And it really means the absolute world to me. You know, when anybody reaches out and compliments me on the show, and I'm sorry if I'm awkward. I don't take compliments well. I don't respond well. I know that's I'm like that, and I come across sometimes as a dick, or, you know, like I don't care, but it's not true. I do care. I'm just very, very bad and awkward at taking compliments. I have to make a joke about it or blow it off, because for some reason I feel like I can't accept it. But it does. It resonates a lot. And the fact that people have been here for 6 years listening to things that I say blows my mind. And it's why I can't just cut ties, you know, with this, and why I contemplate, you know, doing, you know, go forward or not go forward. Where if it was any other show, people just, you know, I see people abandon podcasts all the time, but this is not just abandoning a podcast. It's a piece of me. It's, you know, it's my baby, it's my family. And it's something that I'm not sure I want to let go yet. I know I probably haven't made sense with that. I come on saying I think it's time to stop it, and then I contradict myself. That's what goes on in my head all day long. So let's end on a happy note. 6 years is something to be happy about. I am, believe me. The fact that people actually listening after 6 years, thank you so much. I'm going to listen. I'm always here. I'm always going to be here one way or another in front of this microphone talking nonsense. You can always find me over on Instagram at Comic Anthony D. I know it's a lot of cigar content lately, but that's what I'm into. Just like, you know, hit me up. You want to talk or something? I'm always here. And I want to thank you, the listeners, for always being there for me. And for listening right now. And for coming back next week. Thank you so much. I love you guys. I'm repeating myself, but it does. It literally means the world that people tune into this podcast. And thank you for giving me 6 great years. And let's let you know, we'll keep it going as long as we can, right? Well, like I said, I want to thank everybody who tuned in today, tonight. Whenever you're listening on your podcast, listening devices, this has been episode 314 of the Keep Moving Forward podcast. As always, the podcast is available at anchor.fm/KMF podcast. Available on iTunes, available on Spotify, 5-star rate and review. We are played in and out each week by Hollow and their single Something to Believe. My best friend Nick wrote this song. Check it out on iTunes. And while you're there, check out his new band Demon Scar, releasing new music like crazy. And absolutely rocked Mr. Beery's yesterday. Congratulations, Nick. Keep kicking butt. Check him out, demonscar.bandcamp.com. Only one place to go for your deli needs. That's Finn's Deli, 4646 Merrick Road in Massapequa. Tell my brother Mike you heard the plug on the show and then get an Uncle Cheese, the best sandwich out there. Not because it's named after me, because it really is that good. Finn'sDeli.com. Once again, thank you to everybody who's joined us here on your podcast listening devices. This has been episode 314. Have an awesome week. I'll talk to you later.